Listener supported. WNYC Studios.
This is Soundcheck. I'm Erin McKeown, in for John Schaefer. A handsome family, led by the husband and wife duo of Brett and Rennie Sparks, have been making their idiosyncratic Americana for more than 20 years. Over the course of 10 albums, they've sung murder ballads, myths, and tales of historical figures, like Amelia Earhart and Nikola Tesla. Above all, they're storytellers. Now, for their latest album, called Wilderness, the band has taken us on a journey into all things wild, with every song named after an animal. The Handsome Family is here in the studio. They're going to start things off with the song Octopus, live on Soundcheck.
One, two, one, two, three, four.
The octopus has three hearts. It lives in caves below the sea, or in a beer can, or a bathtub, or in a puddle on the street. Any fisherman can tell you when an octopus waves its arms, it hypnotizes schools of fish. All movement stops for miles, and even the waves stand still. All the witnesses have sworn it's impossible to resist the urge to jump overboard. That's why I try and stay away from seashore holidays, but I know that no one has to know if I take an evening stroll down to the end of the wooden pier, where the water's deep and cold. I should see an octopus lift its arms out of the sea, or see its shadow rising up above the rooftops and the street. I'd follow those dancing limbs to the spinning edge of the sky, where all the boats fall off the world into the octopus's eye. That's why I know I shouldn't go on a cruise across the sea, 'cause I know that no one has to know when I take an evening stroll down to the end of the wooden pier, where the water's deep and cold. That's why I try and stay away from seashore holidays, 'cause I know that no one has to know if I take an evening stroll down to the end of the wooden pier, where the water is deep and cold.
That's my guest, the Handsome Family, here on Soundcheck. Brett Sparks on the lead vocals and electric guitar, Rennie Sparks on the bass, Jason Toth on the drums. Welcome to Soundcheck.
Hi.
Hello.
There are so many things I didn't know about an octopus that I learned from that song. Is that same for you?
Some of them are true, too.
Once I found out that the octopus has three hearts, I knew I had to tell people.
And what is not true? So the octopus has three hearts, and now I know from reading the accompanying book, which we're going to talk about, but I know from reading the accompanying book that the octopus also has its arms. What is it about its arms that are special?
It can think with its arms, so even if the cut an arm off and it will regrow again. So it's okay to do this kind of game at home. You can cut the arm off and it will go search for food and try to pick up pieces of food and put it where its mouth was. So I don't really know how it must feel to be able to think with your arms. The only way to find out is by cutting your arm off, and I'm not ready for that step, but...
Crazy arms.
They're pretty amazing creatures.
Yeah, I've always thought octopuses are kind of creepy, actually, because there's all the stories about them, like, climbing out of their cage or their tanks and doing all kinds of stuff like that. With this song, you know, it's ostensibly about the octopus and facts about the octopus, but it ends up being as much about the singer and the observer of the octopus as the octopus itself. And your album, I think this is characteristic of a lot of the songs on the album, that you start out with this sort of, here's an observation from nature, but then it becomes, here's an observation about the narrator. How does that work for you?
Well, I think even when we're not aware of it, no one really is able to look at a willow tree and not kind of think, maybe it's weeping. It's just what human brains do. We place our emotions and our dreams on the outside world, so we're really not able to see anything objectively, so I don't even try anymore. I say, I want to see the octopus dance, and I will step off the edge of the world into its arms if it would allow me.
Renny, you've mentioned composing lyrics by starting with notebooks full of scribbles. And I'm curious, like, as a visual artist, the way you guys work is like this. So, Renny, you write the lyrics, yes, and then you give them to Brett, who does the melody and the music and the production on the records. Is that right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So, at the beginning, you have these observations about nature or yourself, and you start to write about them. What does it look like in the journal on the page the first time?
Well, my handwriting's pretty bad, so that's part of the problem.
Oh, no, it's lovely.
So,
A for penmanship.
I often don't even know what I've written sometimes when I go back to it. Is that an octopus or is that a jellyfish? So I just write down all the things that strike me when I'm reading about the natural world. And there's just so much that I'm often just struck dumb by finding out things like how the eels have these enormous journeys across the world. And then they finally get to where they're going and they turn around and come back. But it is one thing to know these things and another thing to be able to sing a song about what you know. I think when you're singing a song, it's a little different than writing an essay about facts. I think that's where the dreams come in and that's where the human longings come in.
I'm dying to know, do you have a go-to place for animal facts?
Well, we live in the wilderness of the internet, so there's everything you want to know about everything is there just for the searching of it. And people put out incredible papers from the most scholarly works to, I also love reading things like there's wonderful papers written by creationists who cite all these different intricacies of the animal kingdom as proof of a intelligent design. And for like termite mounds, they say, well, that must prove there's a God behind everything. And to me, that says, well, a termite mound is something full of longing, just the way people are when we build bridges and skyscrapers, and I just can't believe that anything infinite could have any need to build anything.
I'm Erin McKeown, in for John Schaefer on Soundcheck. I'm talking with the Handsome family today, Brett and Renny Sparks. This next song that you guys are going to play is called Woodpecker, but it's not necessarily about a woodpecker. Can you tell us more about the person that it's about?
Yes. Well, it is about woodpeckers, but it's also about Mary Sweeney, who in the 1890s, she's a real woman who was arrested hundreds of times in Wisconsin in little towns for attempting to smash windows with her bag. And she couldn't give really no explanation for her actions. And, you can just assume, well, she was a crazy lady or she didn't like to see her reflection. But I also, at the same time I was reading about her, read that woodpeckers are able, as they're flying overhead, to hear bugs crawling within tree trunks. Yet, at the same time, woodpeckers, when they bang their head against a trunk, they have no problem hammering away. So they can see some things, they can hear some things, they can't hear other things. And I think Mary Sweeney may have been cursed with seeing things in the glass that no one else could see. And that's what the song's about, really.
Well, if you're ready to play it, let's hear Woodpecker.
Was just a quiet schoolmarm old lady from across Wisconsin. She took a pinch
bottle in her purse. She was a woodpecker. She couldn't help but see all the things that hide inside all the pretty trees. At dusk, she took a train. Just a hammer in her bag. She went from town to town, boldly smashing every pane of glass. Storefronts, mirrors, windshields shattered in the night. A hammer through the windows gleam, fill the air with light. She was a woodpecker. She couldn't help but see all the things that hide inside all them pretty trees. Things that hide inside all the pretty trees. In the state of Sodom, the windows caged in bars. They soaked her in an ice cold bath till she was seeing stars. Wrapped up in her straight jacket, her mind still hammered on, until the glass inside her smashed boldly, and she flew off into the trees. She was a woodpecker. She couldn't help but see all the things that hide inside all the pretty trees.
That was Woodpecker by my guests, the Handsome Family, here on Soundcheck. Brett Sparks, lead vocals and electric guitar. Rennie Sparks, backing vocals and banjo. Jason Toth on the drums. Their new album is called Wilderness. It's out now. There's an accompanying book, Wilderness Essays and Art, by Rennie Sparks. And the Handsome Family is playing tomorrow, Saturday, June 29th, at the Knitting Factory. You know, artists do a lot of different things. And you guys have done a couple things, I think, that will allow you to keep doing this. One is you moved. You left mm-hmm. Chicago and you went to New Mexico and become more of a self-contained group. In that way, you write, you know, you record, you produce everything within your home. Mm-hmm. And then the second thing is you've also made a book. You've added a book to this experience of your music. The book, again, we said it was called Wilderness, and it's essays and art that relate song by song to this record.
Well, I've always been a writer hiding in a band, so I finally just let myself say all the things I wanted to say that are circling around all the songs. And I think if you like the songs, then you'd be interested to know what the thoughts were that were circling through my head when the lyrics were written.
I think also this is a time when you really have to do something special to kind of stand out. I mean, music is in a place now where, like, you're not really, people don't even consume music. It just kind of exists in the ether, and it's, you know, zeros and ones, and people listen to it on their phones and, you know, on their pads and
it's
on
easy
Spotify
to press
and this
next.
And that.
Or doing something else at the same time. So what if the other thing you're doing at the same time is looking at the book? That's how I experienced your record.
That's acceptable.
Like, put the record. Is that acceptable? Good. I put the record on my headphones, and then I have the book on my iPad. Sorry.
And looked at it
at the same time and had a really rich experience.
Well, that's
with
nice.
It.
That's great.
Yeah, I think it's really easy to have no rich experiences during your day and night, the way we live in our world. So any path that we can take to ponder a little deeper, to explore some more mysterious pathways is always good.
This is Soundcheck. I'm Erin McKeown, in for John Schaefer. I'm talking with the Hansom family today. Their new album is called Wilderness. The next song you guys are going to play for us is called Owls, and I'm so pleased that you're going to play this because, again, as I was listening to the record, I had a really interesting experience with this song where I kept expecting it to rhyme in certain places, and it doesn't, and I was pleased by that. And I wonder if, I wonder a couple of things. I mean, first of all, I wonder, Rennie, when you are writing that lyric, do you feel any pressure to rhyme? And then Brett, when you receive that lyric, because to me the music kind of rhymes in a particular way that allows the lyric not to. So I'm curious where that process is for you guys and how you work together on it.
Well, this song to me was always about a house that was tipping over into the sea, and so I think things shouldn't be too symmetrical and too balanced. It needed to feel off kilter. So
it had a huge amount of verses too, but the tempo that I set it at would have rendered the song, you know, being longer than Visions of Johanna. It would have been just like this crazy thing, you know, so it turned into more of kind of like a George Jones-esque grand tour kind of thing, and then that kind of forced this compactness on the song. You know, you can't have 1,000 lyrics in a song like that. Just that's not the paradigm of that kind of songwriting. But what you say about the music is like it telegraphs itself. I mean, it the music does rhyme. It's very cadential, very regular. I mean, on the record, there's a very dissonant pedal steel in the background. Says that.
Yeah, I love
like
that. I love that. Yeah, but, accident or on purpose?
Oh, totally on purpose.
Okay.
And I mean, we cut it up and played with it in Pro Tools so that it was resolving on the wrong beat and stuff like that. And but at the same time, it's really perfect and really kind of a virtuoso part. But at the same time, it's all kind of messed up. But that's kind of to defeat the built-in intentionality of the music. And, you know, it's your typical kind of honky-tonk song or like Nashville circa 1975 kind of feel.
Let's hear it. The Hansom, the Hansom Family. Owls.
The blue house at the corner of Twilight and State. Four stories, soaring turrets, floors of wood parquet. And owls, so many owls, snowy horn and screech. Thousands of owls all flapping their wings. How I loved the marble staircase, the claw-footed tubs, the rooms of rare orchids, the glass hall for my guns, statues of pharaohs, 20 feet tall. Crystal chandeliers, rare paintings of clowns. But the owls, so many owls, I'm never alone. The owls make this blue house a home. How peaceful it is to watch them soar through the palm tree ballroom with its gold panel door. And as I sit by the fire and slip off my boots,
They perch on harpoons and the stuffed heads of moose. The apothecary closet is lined with shelves, but deeper than expected and slanted as well. How long have I been here searching for my pills? As the ceiling grows upward and the walls start to swell, the owls, the owls, with their feathers of silk. The owls, they mock me and have stolen my pills. If not today, then tonight.
That's Owls, performed live in the Soundcheck studio by my guests, the Handsome Family. This is Soundcheck. I'm Erin McKeown, in for John Schaefer. I'm talking with the Handsome Family today. Their new album is called Wilderness. I should have asked you guys this way earlier in the interview, but why are you called the Handsome Family?
Oh.
Well, I like to think it lives somewhere between the Carter family and the Manson family.
Not that you aren't handsome, by the way.
Somebody just named us that and it stuck. And, you know, it's one of those names you get billed with a couple of times and just kind of go with it.
Well, I want to thank you guys so much for being on Soundcheck today. Once again, this was the Handsome Family, Brett Sparks. Rennie Sparks with Jason Toth here on the drums. Their new album is called Wilderness, and you guys are playing tomorrow, Saturday, June 29th, in Brooklyn at the Knitting Factory. Thank you so much.
Thanks.
High in that crystal palace.